We got another one. What's up, everyone? What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And yes, you see Graham McLean wielding a lightsaber. Yes, if you are listening, I'm wearing a shirt. This is greetings from a galaxy far, far away. Yes, it is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. We hope everyone is celebrating the right way by watching your favorite Star Wars.
I love Star Wars.
Yes, I do too. I do too. I hope people heard that. I don't think they did, but it's okay. But more important news, Almer got another recruit this past weekend. And Graham, I'll kind of throw it to you, kind of, you know, introduce him, and we can go into what it means for the football program in the future.
Yeah. So Auburn's, you know, still heating it up on the recruiting trail. You know, a couple weeks ago, we were like, oh, we really hope that, you know, especially when Auburn kind of missed out on Israel Abrams and Will Mintzel. And Auburn's like, fans like, oh, come on. Like, let's kind of get this train rolling. Come on. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've had probably like, it feels like four or five guys recruits commit to Auburn in the last 2.5-3 weeks. So Auburn's really, you know, kind of hitting on the recruiting trail. Do I wish some of their talent was a little bit better? Yes, I'm still really high on, especially the guy that we just got. But, you know, and we'll kind of talk about this on another show about the whole star system.
Yeah.
But
I really want to get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that in another show. But yeah, so Auburn this past weekend got the commitment of Brylan Odor. I think is how you say his last name, Odor.
I believe so.
From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, class of 2027. He plays wide receiver, and he's 6'2", 205. Anytime you get a receiver that's 6'2", you love it. Mm-hmm. He is, like I said, he's listed as a 3-star multiple places, but 247 also has him as a composite 4-star. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go off a composite 4-star.
Yeah.
Even his Instagram page or Twitter handle has him as a 4-star. So I'm just going to base it off of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, so he's kind of in between 3-4-star, but think about it, he's still got a whole nother year of high school to go, a whole nother season. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. Wait. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I had to think too. I was like, yes, yes, you were correct.
And so it'll be interesting to see. I watched, he posted his huddle, his junior season huddle highlight tape on his Twitter. Watch that for a little bit. Watch the first couple minutes. And I really like what he sees. He is fast. He will break through contact. I was on the barnauburn.com. Go over there to check that out, the message board. And someone was like, what does this film remind you of? And I was like, I don't know. What does this film remind me of? And then he was like, George Pickens high school tape. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
I was seeing comparisons to that on X. People are saying this could be George Pickens 2.0.
But I'm not mad at that. Skill wise, not hopefully attitude wise, because you know, right. If you don't know the story of George Pickens, he was locked in with Auburn, committed 100% coming to us on signing day. Out of nowhere, is like, I'm going to Georgia. So, and then the rest was history. But anyway, really, really exciting to get him. He had offers from other schools like Ole Miss, Arkansas. And so I think his stock is just going to continue to go up over the next, you know, year, throughout this next season. We'll see what he does, but really excited for it. If he, you know, like I said, 6'2", 205, you just got to add a couple more pounds and he'll do that once he gets to Auburn. I really, really like his upside.
Yeah. Again, the film speaks for itself. If you haven't watched it, please go watch it. But, I was seeing those comparisons to George Pickens. I agree 100%. I'm excited because, and I see what you're saying. And again, we'll talk about this on another show about the star rating and everything, but I want guys that want to be at Auburn that are out to prove themselves, not somebody that's already been proven in high school and wants a paycheck. And that's about all the effort that they will give. Not saying Cam Coleman did that, but it's just kind of the formula lately from our receiver, you know, room. We were talking about how good our receiver room was last year, and which granted they were underutilized because we had an absolute incompetent person that had to coach helm, but it's, you know, we're past that now, but I'm really excited for this kid. I'm glad he picked Auburn. I think it's a good spot for him. He's 6'2", so he's not like the tallest receiver in the world. So who knows where, you know, they'll have him as far as depth chart goes. But I'm going to roll with that 4-star as well, considering it's one in his, you know, on his official X page, Instagram page, I think some other places as well. And I know it was kind of up in the air, 3-4 star, but I'm going with that composite as well. But yeah, his upside is solid, and I really like the depth that he's going to bring to an already pretty loaded wide receiver room going into next season. So I'm hyped.
And like you said, like we do have a pretty young wide receiver room. Obviously, you know, we have Deshaun Spencer, Brian Williams Jr. We have Jeremiah Koger, who was just a freshman last year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if Christian Neptune is older or not. I think we'll still have Keyshawn Singleton possibly for another year. I think this could be his junior year. We'll see what he does this year. If he like pops off, then he might go pro. But it is still a quite a young wide receiver core. And so that's exciting.
Yeah, I hope I would rather him go pro than go somewhere else, because in this era of NIL, if he pops off, some school will be like, hey, we got some bags here full of Benjamins. You want to come play over here? Because it's just the era we're in, guys. And it's unfortunate, but that's just where it's at. And that's where my mind goes immediately. As soon as someone starts popping off at Auburn, it's like, hey, you can come to a bigger spot, a bigger market to pop off. And I hope that, you know, Auburn's ready just in case that does happen, to keep those guys on standby. You know, back up the Brinks truck if you have to. So, but yeah, I agree with you 100%. I like his upside, and I'm, you know, very confident about the future of our program, especially in the wide receiver room. So
and we've talked about this before a little bit. It's gonna be hard for Auburn to like lock in some of these, you know, top recruits until we start winning games on the field. It's just how this day and age works now. You're going to have to start showing a winning product, and then that will come. But it's still important, no matter what, to get guys to recruit strong, heavy. And I mean, we've had guys, you know, come to us that were being recruited by the previous national championship winner. You know what I mean? So like, it's still a good, you know, recruiting win for us, no matter what. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where, you know, I would like to get maybe another 4-star or two in there. But again, I don't want to like go into it, because I want that to be a topic for another show. But basically, long story short, in this era of NIL, I don't think the star rating matters as much as it used to, if that makes sense. I know people are probably going to be like, what are you talking about? It, you know, I know it like determines talent that's on the field, but right now it's, you know, who can we pay to do the best? And a lot of times these schools that have the biggest pocketbooks, like Oregon, for example, get embarrassed and their receivers don't do jack squat when it matters. So again, I really want guys at Auburn that want to be there, 1, 2, out to prove themselves, and 3, I don't want them to be proven out of high school and just be like, okay, yeah, I'll go play college and it'll just be the bridge to go pro. No, I want them to come to Auburn, be ready to play for Auburn, be ready to win for Auburn, be ready to bleed for Auburn, fight for, like, you name it, for Auburn, bleed orange and blue all the way. So I just hope that, and I don't think we are done yet, personally. I think we're still going to go after some more receivers for sure. Because like you said, who knows what can happen if Keyshawn Singleton pops off, or you know, the one that I'm looking out for, honestly, is Deshaun Spencer. That right there, I know he's a freshman, but, you know, depending on how he plays, you could have a school come calling. But he's going to be one to watch for sure, I think, this year and potentially next year. So we'll see what happens, man. I'm excited for the future. I mean, there's a lot of upside, not just with Adore, but with plenty others that are committed or already on campus at Auburn. So I'm very, very excited for the future of our program for sure. And Golish and staff are cooking right now. And I'm hoping, I think there's a commit Wednesday. Let me look again. I saw the post while I was trying to get it figured out. It was through 24/7, I believe. Let's see. Sorry, guys, real quick. Well, I said I've had it on me. I, of course, 24/7 is not coming up when I need it to. But other than that, yeah, that's the mainly the recruit that we were going to talk about. But another thing we can talk about, AUShirts.com.
Was it the offensive lineman you're talking about? Because I know there's an offensive lineman that's set in his final four.
If we're in his final, I saw one where it's like us, Florida, Iowa, Georgia. There was like two other schools in there.
This is us, Florida, Penn State, and Notre Dame for a four-star offensive tackle.
Okay, no, which, but I mean, that's great. I'll take that.
Also, I'll bring this up too. This is also recruiting information. Mm-hmm. Five-star corner, Joshua Dobson, a guy that Auburn's been pushing really hard for, mm-hmm. and you know, I really, really want him.
I want him too.
As of earlier today, Stephen Wiltfong logged an expert prediction for him to land at Texas A&M. So it would suck if that's the case.
Interesting.
But hey, we've seen Wiltfong be wrong in the past. I'm pretty sure he predicted Naeem Alford to come to Auburn. And that didn't happen. So.
And what's his last name?
Joshua Dobson.
No. The guy that reported it.
Oh, Wiltfong.
Wiltfong. That's Wiltfong, interesting.
Yes.
It sounds like
Wiltfong. Wiltfong.
Wiltfong. Well, yeah. Hopefully he's wrong on that. That sounds like somebody that's consistently wrong.
He's like Wiltfong. Their expert predictor. He's like, you know, a Fong. You ever heard of a Fong bomb? A Fong bomb.
I've not heard of a Fong bomb
You've
before.
You've never seen a Fong bomb. It's like
when you pick
a big like flip or commitment, you know, prediction.
I've heard of a Woj bomb with Adrian Wojnarowski doing the NBA. I've heard of a Shamber alert with Shams Charamia over there at ESPN doing NBA now. But I've not heard of a Fong bomb. I don't even know if we can technically say that. That just sounds interesting. You know what?
Yeah, I'm about to pull one up for you.
You know what doesn't sound interesting? AUShirts.com. That's what we need to talk about.
I'll pull the graphic up in just a second. Keep talking about it.
AUShirts.com. Get all your favorite gear from your favorite places at the barn. We have shirts, hoodies, hats, cups. We're currently still working on the Social Hour shirt. I meant to get with you on that, by the way. But yeah, AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see them on your screen now. We add new styles weekly, so keep an eye out for that on AUShirts.com. We'd love for you to rep your favorite show or just, you know, reference on the show. And if you want to carry your fandom around with you, along with Auburn, this is the place to do it. Again, that's AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn.
Yeah. We also have buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere, all over the country. If you're an Auburn business owner, then go to buyauburn.com today to sign up and get your business on the website to, you know, show that Auburn fans that where you are and that you're an Auburn fan, that they can come support you. And if you're just an Auburn fan looking to support another Auburn fan, then go to buyauburn.com and search the index to see all the types of businesses on there so that you can support the Auburn family whenever and wherever you are. Like I said, if you're heading to Atlanta for the Baylor Auburn game out here in early September, then go to buyauburn.com and see if there's, you know, any bars, restaurants, stores, anything you want to go to in the Atlanta area that is run and owned by Auburn fans. Like I said, go to buyauburn.com today to check it out.
Yeah, I mentioned
this is a Fong bomb. You've never seen this graphic. It's Rivals. It's like their big thing.
I'm sorry. No, I have not seen a Fong bomb. Just saying Fong bomb just sounds wrong. It does. Fong bomb sounds Fong wrong. Bomb it does.
Sounds wrong.
Like, it's just like, you know, like, I mean, he could have done something like instead of a Fong bomb, like what the Fong, you know what I mean? Then boom, here's your recruit. I don't know. Something like that. Oh man. But, that's interesting. Yeah. I mentioned this to Graham before we started recording in honor of Star Wars Day, and I think y'all might love this. We'll see how this goes. This could be a total train wreck because we briefly talked about it to try to get our
where we're going on this.
So who knows where this is going to go? But in honor of May the 4th, Star Wars Day, we're going to compare quarterbacks and put them to their, I guess, to the closest Star Wars character counterpart, I guess you can real say. Quick. Just match them up.
I just saw this on X. It's that time of year in Hoover.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah. It when it's like, isn't it like this?
It's soon. I mean, we have like, we play a couple more games and then.
Yeah, it's the end of the month, isn't it?
It's always in like the middle to late part of May, I feel like. So it's soon.
Yeah. I'll definitely try to get out there for sure. I love me some baseball.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to go out
there. Especially, yeah. It's practically in Monogren's backyard. So technically more years. I got to drive a good 40 minutes to get over there with traffic. So it's fine. But
like distance-wise, it's not that far from you. But like traffic-wise, it's pretty bad.
Traffic-wise, I might as well get the whole Star Wars trilogy on Blu-ray and try to watch it all in one sitting. You try to fight traffic to get all the way to the Met from where I live in Birmingham. But speaking of that, like I said, we are going to put our favorite Auburn quarterbacks with our favorite Star Wars characters together. And if you agree or not, let us know in the comments. I think this will be really fun. This could be a total crash and burn. Probably will be, let's be honest. But we'll see. If you've been paying attention so far, it's a Monday. It's a Monday. But that being said, let's just get right into it. So we're going to start with, we're going to go from like 2010 to now. Okay. So starting off with, in my opinion, the GOAT, Cam Newton. I have him and Anakin Skywalker together. Okay. I think he's like our Anakin Skywalker. Now you were like, no, because he turns to the dark side. Well, he's also labeled as the chosen one and won a Heisman and a national championship in Auburn when no one had us. Like, without him, we don't win it. So to me, he is the chosen one, i.e. Anakin Skywalker. That's just me, though. That is just me.
Okay. Now, I do have a question. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm asking this, because this is kind of before my time. How, and you might not know this either, but how was Auburn? Auburn wasn't that good the couple years before.
We were all right. We were
had like a good. You had good years in like 2004, 2005, and then it was like after that, it was went kind of downhill.
It was kind of average. Yeah, it was kind of average. Like we didn't suck, but like we weren't 3-9, but we weren't great either. You know what I mean?
So I think you can make an argument that he's Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
You know, kind of like the new hope. He's a new like. He's okay. Comes out of nowhere and is like, oh my gosh, we might be able to do this.
Why'd I get chills when you said that?
And then he destroys the Death Star, right? Mm-hmm. And when that happens, we win the national championship. And us destroying the Death Star the first Death Star was beating Alabama and Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, the comeback. Yeah.
That was the first Death Star. That was the first one.
Yeah.
And then the second one was winning the national championship.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you cooked on that one. I like that a lot. That's a good one. I agree with that. He, regardless, Cam is a Skywalker. Okay. That's just where 100%. We're at.
Yes. He's a part of the Skywalker family. 1000%.
Yeah. The next one, I go to Barrett Trotter, who I'm good friends with. Love Barrett. Hey, Barrett. How you doing? If you're watching this, I doubt you are. But if you are, hey. I have him as Han Solo. To me, I think he is Han Solo. I think he is like, you know, you never know what you're going to get. But most of the time, it's positive. Or pretty, if not all the time. So that's just me. But my mind goes to Han Solo for that one. I don't know about you.
That's kind of before my time. I really have no idea.
Barrett Trotter was before your time.
Was it quarterback 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not. I just did not. I was like six. Okay. Well, also, I think 2011 was the year that I moved to Australia, or it might have been the year right before. And I just was not paying attention to football that year. Yeah, because 2012 was Jeremy Johnson, wasn't it?
Say that again.
2012.
No.
Hold on. No, he was 24. He was like 2015.
2015. Yeah,
because he was after. He was after. He was 20. He was 2012.
That's what I'm about to look up. I'm pretty sure. I want to say. Hold on. Let's see. Clint Mosley. At least according to this. I don't remember. I can tell you
every quarterback 2013 and on. I can tell you every single one.
Yeah, I remember Clint Mosley being like kind of, but yeah, Clint Mosley I have as I'm trying to think because I don't want to offend anybody, but at the same time,
a background character. No offense, a background character.
Okay, I'll let you run with that one. I don't know.
No disrespect. You know, it could be worse. Anyway, you could be on the dark side, but you're not. You're just.
I'll agree with that one. I'll agree with that one. Next one, Nick Marshall. This was my Luke Skywalker because he was like, just out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere. Like, I know you were talking about how Cam came out of nowhere. Nick Marshall literally showed up on the team like a couple of months before and just ended up, he was a corner playing quarterback. It's like Luke, he was a farmer turned into a Jedi. It's like,
I got this one.
Okay. Hit me with it.
Darth Maul.
Nick Marshall is Darth Maul.
Yeah.
The so Phantom
Darth Maul was, Darth Maul was, obviously, you know, a Padawan or, you know, whatever, to Sidious. Mm-hmm. Gets betrayed by Sidious. So then he is filled with hatred. And he goes from being like a Sith, just kind of just being like a mercenary, like, you know, just like, I just want revenge. I'm just full of anger and wants revenge. Nick Marshall goes from playing defense to playing offense. Goes on a crazy run.
Mm-hmm.
So powerful, just like, what in the world is this? This guy's insane. And then has a one crazy good year. The second year with Nick Marshall, 2014, not as good. It wasn't bad. Not as good.
Okay.
And then was laid to rest by future Heisman preseason poll quarterback Jeremy Johnson. Obviously, it didn't end up turn out how we wanted it to be. No. But before the season, he was a Heisman contender, like top of the list.
Yeah, that's what got him. Unfortunately, the preseason bug got. I just remember like he was like Mr. Football, this and that, and then like threw the ball backwards against LSU. I was like, oh my God, what are we doing? We went from Nick Marshall, who was a wizard, a point guard practically in that offense with Gus in 2013 and 2014, to Nick Marshall was like, hey, I'm going to really throw everyone off. I'm going to throw the ball backwards 10 yards. That's really going to throw them off. But you still have to pick it up when you throw it backwards because it's a fumble. I kind of agree with that. I see it now. I see the vision. I'm trying to pull up the rest of the list here because I'm going blank.
Next would be Jeremy Johnson. Who would he be?
Jeremy Johnson?
I'll give you the list real quick. It'll be Jeremy Johnson, right? Sean White, Jared Stidham, Bo Nix, TJ Finley, Robbie Ashford, Peyton Thorne, Jackson Arnold, Byron Brown. That's the list.
Okay. Jeremy Johnson. Oh, man. Story character of Jeremy Johnson. Someone that.
I got it.
Hit me because I'm at a loss.
Count Dooku.
What? Okay.
Count Dooku was a Jedi, was top of the game, trained Qui-Gon Jinn, and then all of a sudden gets seduced to the dark side. Jeremy Johnson doesn't have a great year with Auburn and then kind of like gets hate from the fan base. Mm-hmm. I love you, Jeremy. No disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gets hate from the fan base. Count Dooku was a loved Jedi, turned to the dark side, gets absolute hate, and then is killed.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. Like, moving forward, I'm just going to give you a name, and then you give me the character that they're associated with. That way it rolls quicker. Because I'm looking at our time, and we're like, we're moving slow. All right, so that was Jeremy Johnson. Shaun White.
Kit Fitzo, someone in the background, kind of irrelevant.
Okay. This one, I'll chime in on, Jared Stidham. What do you think?
He's giving me Obi-Wan vibes.
I was about to say Obi-Wan too. Yeah. Jared Stidham gives me that big, like, he's just like inviting. You can learn a lot from him. He seems wise beyond his years. And, you know, considering that him and this
kind of brought Auburn football back too.
Yeah, no, really. And like had this like confidence about him, and like, it wasn't like cocky confidence. It was like, I know what I'm doing. Relax. I got this. And that's exactly how Obi-Wan is. 100%. 110%.
How do we agree on this one?
Yeah. All right. Bo Nix. You can almost argue that because of their current, the last quarterback, Jared Stidham, and Bo Nix being together at Denver, you could say this is Anakin in a way, even though he left.
Okay. I see it. Yeah. No, yeah. Okay. It is Anakin. And then he left and turned to the dark side because he went to Oregon. Okay, I like that. I like where this one's going. I like that. I think he's Anakin. That's good. He was supposed to be the future. He was a 5-star quarterback coming out of high school. His dad played at Auburn, right? Mm-hmm. And then he transferred out because he saw how the fans and everything were and the coaching staff was. And he saw the ways of the Auburn fans and was like, I need to get out of here. Goes to the dark side of Oregon. That's perfect. Bo Nix is Anakin Skywalker. Simple.
Okay. DJ Finley.
Darth Vader, Count Dooku, the Palpatine, you name it, anybody.
Instead of the Sith rule of two, he's like on the Sith rule of eight with the amount of schools he's transferred to.
Any Inquisitor out there, any one of them. Just take your pick.
All right, Robbie Ashford. I was going to say Poe Dameron for this one, or Finn.
Yeah, kind of a side role. Okay, yeah. No, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that, a little side role type thing. Like, you know, was always like the gadget guy, kind of came in, didn't really get the chance to start, but kind of came in and helped out. Okay, I like that. I like that one a lot.
Okay. Next, Peyton Thorne.
Oh, that one's tough because people hate him. People hate Peyton Thorne more than I do. I feel like I'm not as against Peyton Thorne as a lot of people are.
I like Peyton Thorne the person, but Peyton Thorne the quarterback reminds me of Ray because you just had to roll with it. And they would do some great things, but it also says stupid things.
Yeah.
And you're like,
All right.
Or do stupid right, like things. Like, like throwing a ball with no air, with so much air under it that you could literally build a home.
It wasn't the worst thing. Yeah. It wasn't the worst thing ever, but it wasn't the best. It was mid.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hank Brown.
Rose.
Really? I thought, honestly, you'd say TJ Finley is Rose. That's just me.
I didn't think about Rose until just a second ago. I probably would have if I thought about it.
That's so goofy. That's crazy. Okay, so Hank Brown is Rose. This is the one that I'm waiting on because I want to hear who you say. Jackson Arnold.
Freaking Snoke or something. Quite literally the worst.
Palpatine.
Palpatine in the sequels, Snoke. Uh-huh. Literally anything. I mean, any of the Inquisitors. Revan.
Yeah.
I mean, Plagueis, anything.
Yeah. And then we'll go ahead and we'll do Byron Brown.
Also, I should have included Rogue One characters in here.
I was going to say that Byron Brown would be Cassian Andor from Rogue One.
Kind of like the hope and the promise of the...
Well, the hope, the promise, and like he's confident in what he does to where like he has like the throwing motion. You're like, okay, I don't like how you do this. And it's like, well, he can get it done though. You know what I mean? It's like, casting into her, it's like, wow, you take out so many people without hesitating. But I got the job done though, right? I have a hitch in my throw, but I've threw for 3,000 yards, right? But yeah,
or hopefully Yoda, he's all wise, all powerful, amazing in every single way possible.
That's also fair.
I mean,
that's
he's quite literally Byron Brown, so I'm just gonna give him Yoda.
Yeah, I think Hugh Freeze thought he was Yoda, but he's more like Jabba the Hutt. Anyway.
No, Hugh Freeze thought Jackson Arnold was Yoda, and that was far from the truth.
Oh, God. But yeah, other than that, let us know what you think in the comments if you agree with that. If you don't, let us know. Just let us know what... what the heck was that? You got a fire alarm going off? Oh, I know what that is. Don't worry about it. But... if you have any comments in regards to that, let us know down below. Also, if you like what you're listening to and what you're watching, subscribe to the Barn YouTube channel and please follow us on anywhere you're listening to your podcast. We have great podcasts like the one you're listening to now, the Barn Social Hour, as well as the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, aka Kyle Rush, the Village Vice Podcast with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, the Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. And we have Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Check out all of those podcasts. They're great. Really fun listens. And football season is almost here. So go ahead and subscribe because this is the best place to get all your Auburn content. You can literally, that's a guarantee for sure. That is a Charles Barkley guarantee on that one. But
guarantee.
That being said, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything else? I think you got something else. You don't have anything else to say, but you got, yeah, there it is. Yeah, yeah. Well, that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. It's a lightsaber for those that can't see. If you don't know what that noise is, that's what that is. But my name is Hunter Bussey.
If you don't know what this noise is, just leave. Thanks.
Goodness, I've lost my train of thought. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Hopefully everyone has an awesome Star Wars day, May the 4th. Please enjoy some Star Wars content today if you haven't. I know I'll
watch all Shadow Lord.
Oh, yes. No spoilers, but the show is a 10 out of 10. You can talk about tomorrow. Yeah, we can talk about tomorrow. You can go binge it right now. The episodes are literally like maybe 30 minutes, 20 minutes, less, somewhere in that like range.
25. It's only 10 episodes to watch all.
Yeah, you can literally go binge it tonight. It's the best Star Wars that Disney has put out since they've taken over the IP, and you can argue with the wall on that. So, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey, Graham McLean. This has been the Barn Social Hour. As always, War Damn. We will see y'all tomorrow. See y'all.
Goodbye.